Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, America. Today is so awesome. I'm
good
so
morning,
excited about today. Yes. It is such an amazing day. And you all know how we do it. So
yes.
We want to say good morning to our blog listeners and good morning
yes.
to our Facebook audience.
Good morning.
And just say good morning. And today is the day that the Lord has made,
yes.
and
we will rejoice and be glad in it.
Yes. And we are definitely glad about it.
Glad.
Lord woke us up today, Laura.
Yes,
so
he's
that,
so good.
Yes, so that we can do what we do in his name, and
yes.
just knowing how he is and what he does and how he does it.
Yes.
It's just so amazing.
Yes.
You know they always say in the land of the living, but in the land of love.
Love.
Amen.
Yes.
So,
yes.
I tell you, so listen, can you say good morning in your way?
Yes. Buenos dias, America. ¿Cómo están todos mis familia en Facebook? Dios los ama mucho y gracias por estar escuchando este programa y que Dios los bendiga a todos.
Good morning.
Bendiciones.
Yes. Good morning. God is so good, and we're just so excited about the goodness of the Lord
yes.
today, and all the things that He downloads
yes.
in our bellies that we will be able to share with you all
yes.
and impart into you. And this is just a season of us opening our minds
yes.
and our hearts to be
yes.
able to think about what God is saying to us,
yes,
and how we're loving on one another. It's so
yes.
important that we love on one another.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Now.
Which is the greatest commandment of all is
yes.
love.
Yes.
Amor.
Is that mi amor is what I love? Who's that?
Mi amor is my love.
Okay,
yeah,
my love.
Okay,
mi amor, America. Yes. So we're excited about that. So we have an amazing topic today. And we just pray that you all would just really open your hearts and your minds and be able to hear
yes.
what God is saying to you
yes.
in this season. Because I tell you, just knowing that He has a purpose for us,
yes.
you know, and we all have to know what our purpose is. And if you don't know, continue to seek God for that, because
mm-hmm.
He is the way, the truth, and the life.
Yes.
Amen?
And there's no other way.
Come on now. To the Father through Him. I don't care what people say, that's the truth. That's what this book says, and it's just a book of truth.
Yes.
It is, you know, so we thank God for that.
God's love letters,
which
is fire!
Yeah!
Read the scripture real quick.
Okay, read it, girl.
His word is in my heart like
yeah.
a fire shut up
in
my
bones.
I am weary of pulling it.
Oh, we know you
indeed
are.
Indeed, I cannot.
Because this girl is
on fire. Yes,
I'm already in America. I've been in this for 3 minutes, and I'm already just like, it's a consuming fire.
Fire.
And oh my gosh. So y'all just pray for the fire girls. Don't call the fire department. We are right. But this topic is so amazing today, and is, are you holding a stone? That was the question for the world today. And a lot of people are like, voila, what is going on? What are you talking about? It ain't what I'm talking about, it's what God is talking about.
Yes.
And he's going to decree and declare that if you are holding a stone, if you don't know you're holding one, you'll find out today if you are, and you will also know how to throw it down. Amen? So we're excited about that. We got some great things going on here at the Mansion Park Row and at the Mansion Show. We have some great events. We just did our new wine empowerment group on last Friday, and it was so empowered
yes.
by our very own pastor,
yes.
overseer Betty Burns.
Yes.
We just
yes.
want to say good morning, Pastor Betty.
Good morning.
Yes, and thank you so much for just, you know, teaching us.
Yes.
She's an amazing teacher, great scholar,
yes.
and we just love sitting at her feet.
Yes.
Amen?
Yes. That was a powerful message she yeah. brought in. Woo!
Wasn't that powerful? What are you hearing?
Yes.
What's in your ear gate? What's in your ear gate, America?
Yes.
What are you listening to?
Yes.
You know, you got to learn how to shut it down if it ain't good, the good news or the goodness. You know?
Yes.
That's the truth, Laura. So
that's right.
What did you get out of that on Friday night?
It's what you surround yourself, what you listen to. You know, some of my family members are like, you go to church too much. You study the Bible too much. Can you get a break? No. I don't want a break. I don't want it, because the more I surround myself, first I have intimacy with God every day. The before I surround myself with God and going to Wednesday's prayer at City Chapel. I want to say everybody, hi to everybody at City Chapel.
City Chapel.
Good morning, City Chapel. It's just whenever there's something to try to come against my family or me, you know, love God's love letter from the Word, I just start speaking the Word of God, and God gives me peace, you know, and the reason the Word is manifesting in my heart and it's becoming alive is if I listen to negative, if I listen to gossip, if I listen to, you know, things that are out of God,
right.
I'm going to get caught up, and
that's
I don't
right.
want to. I want to speak life over my family. I want to speak life over me. I want to be a blessing to my church. You know? We are the church, but, you know,
Amen.
City Chapel, you know, I want to, when somebody comes there hurting, you know, I want to be able to go lay hands on life,
Amen.
You know, so that's why I like surrounding myself around God's love and around all my beautiful
I kind of want to just talk a little bit about that because we'll go to Byron Hall and all of that good stuff. Who I was listening at his live broadcast Project America. I'm so excited about this project and talking about how he will be here in Arlington, Texas, hashtag, and he's in Dallas. We're talking to his Florida people. So that's amazing. But I really want to you kind of elaborate of what nuance, a little bit more on
you
that.
Grow. Oh, my God, than ever before. Like, now the Word of God is really coming alive. It's newness in the Word. And it, every time, because I've read the many of the chapters that we've been doing together before, but God's bringing new growth, revelation. Like, I'm a student. That's why I say I'm a student today, because God's showing me. And I'm open to be corrected. I'm open to grow. I'm open to just more of God in me. And that's what it's doing to me. Newness, you know,
awesome.
Spiritually, physically, financially, in every way.
Exceedingly, because she's a cedar.
Yes.
So that's beautiful. But I just, you know, wanted to just kind of encourage people out there that, you know, we're kind of like, we have a lot of components to what we do. Outreach major. Outreacher here, and her outreach team, they're so amazing. Carmen,
yes.
Yeah, all of those ladies, Susan,
Dali,
oh, yes, Lord,
Rosa's already
yeah.
over there at Fishers of Men. I mean, oh my God, I'm just excited.
And that's so awesome, you know, and we just wanted to thank God for, you know, the people that we're doing life with, that we're all on the same path, and it's so amazing. But I just want to take time this morning to acknowledge our covering. Thank you so much to the King Worship Center, Apostle Burns, and talked about Pastor Betty, which is his wife. They're just encouragers, supporters, and we just thank God for their covering us.
Yes.
Praying for us, and Pastor Bob.
Pastor Bob Moya and
yeah.
Candace Moya, as chef, I want to thank them. They support everything that the social media is. They're 100% supportive about it. They're about winning souls, too.
Yeah, so that's amazing. We've got to do what we do, and that's go to Commercial America and listen to some of this amazing Byron Holton. You guys get ready, not this weekend, but the following next week. The weekend, you guys, we have our very own concert on the lawn here on the grounds, as we say, at the mansion on Park Row. So it's not on the front lawn. Y'all not going to see it from the street. It's way back on all that property back
yes,
there.
In the back.
Yeah, we're going to do that, and it's going to be so amazing. So we just want to encourage you guys to listen to this amazing music. So I'm going to go to Commercial to our blog listeners and just right here.
Let this be a lesson to you that you should not judge a book by its cover. This is a true story. Said I got plenty more work to do. My God ain't finished yet. Plenty more work to do. My God ain't finished. I'm a piece of art, a work in progress. A few flaws that I know my God can solve. So people say that they don't understand me. He's not through with me, no, I'm not ready. You see, I don't mind
going through what I have to go through.
Cause by His stripes,
all the things that made me stronger.
But I know that all that I go through, the glory goes to You. I've been redeemed.
Deep of grace and mercy, yeah.
No, this is wrong.
I'm trying to move. on, I'm better than I was, cause God ain't through with me.
Is that alright if I'm real with you? I'm just simply saying that God is not finished with me yet. Just have a patience.
Ooh, Lord, you gave me chances.
Time and time again, you did.
I know there is repentance.
Though I know I shouldn't abuse it.
I feel that I've been sentenced.
Even though there is no trial.
But still, you gave me favor.
Over my haters all the while.
You see, I don't mind
going through what I have to go through.
Cause by your shroud,
all the things that make me stronger.
Lord, I know that all that I go through, the glory goes to you. I've been redeemed by grace and mercy.
Please don't take this wrong.
I'm trying to move on.
I'm better than I was, cause
God ain't through.
Said it's plenty more, plenty more. Oh, oh, oh.
Plenty more work to do. God ain't through.
If they thinking that you wrong, you tell them you evolve. You better be you was, cause
God ain't.
To the bridge.
Connect, but I just wanted to
keep that. Awesome!
And then we had one of the we had two of the homeless guys come, and then and shoot part of the family, and we just also yes. So kudos to Anthony Michelle this morning.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Laura, do not cry right now.
Oh, I'm excited because I already knew God was preparing the heart. When we were out there walking that day, we were praying. God, he already hurt the hearts of the people out there. Like, when they came to my neighborhood, God had already hurt my heart. I was crying out, like, help me, I want to know you. So I'm sure there's more people like me, you know? And now they're going to be on fire for Jesus.
Yes.
That is awesome.
I just wanted to give that praise report to the world today, because that's what doing ministry is all about. About each one of us out to in the world that has a lack in their lives. We all have lack in our lives. Some are more fortunate than others. As Laura always says, her anthem is blessed to
be
a blessing. So, you know, just be mindful of that. So, we're going to get into the word and get into the meat of the topic. And the topic is, are you holding a stone?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we can go home on that one. Are you holding a stone, America? So what do you mean by that, Marlo? So Laura is going to take us there in the word of the Lord in John 8, 1 through 11.
And God's love letters,
which is
fire!
Yeah!
It says, so Jesus went to the Mount of Olives. Now early in the morning, he came again into the temple. All the people came to him, sat down and taught them. Then the scribes and Pharisees brought to him a woman caught in adultery. And when they had set her in the midst, they said to him, teacher, this woman was caught in adultery, very act. Now Moses, the law, commanded us that such should be stoned. But what do you say? What do you say? This, they said, testing him, that they might have something which to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down and wrote on the ground with his finger as though he did not hear.
Mm-hmm.
So when they continue asking him, he raised himself up, and who is without sin among you, let him throw a stone at her first. And again, down and wrote on the ground. And those who heard it, being convicted by their conscience, went out one by one, beginning with the oldest, leading to the last. And Jesus was left alone. And the woman standing in the midst, when Jesus had raised himself up and saw no one but the woman, he said to her, woman, where are those accusers of yours? Has no one condemn you, and then no one, Lord. And Jesus said to her, neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more.
That is awesome.
Woo!
I know that was long, America, but we had to put it out there all the way, because this is what we do, even today, in the world. We have a spirit of condemnation.
Yes.
Okay? Acting like we ain't never done, we may not have been as drastic, but in the eyesight of the Lord, come on now, there is no difference on sin than stealing a piece of bubble gum and committing adultery.
Yes.
It's all sin, okay?
Yes.
So here these people are, these five scribes and Pharisees, and I just remember reading about them and how they thought they were all of that. So for us, as a scribes and the Pharisees that think we all of that, and we pass that, and of course we are past some things in our life.
Yeah.
We really are. But who are we to pick up the stone? Because that's the stone when we, in this time, now of course, back then, they had to pick up the real stone, and they got to throwing, as they said, old food.
Yes.
They got to chunking. Okay? I'm just saying, people are something else.
Yes.
We as people can do that.
Yes.
But we want to be mindful. Ask ourselves, am I holding a stone? Because when we actually judge people, when we talk about people, you know, like, ooh, girl, can you believe that she did that? Really?
Mm-hmm.
Are you serious? And then, okay, evangelist and apostle and preacher and teacher, and even just, are you loving your neighbor on the pew? You know, we cannot afford to do that, especially when we know better.
And I want to keep it real. I'm guilty of all that.
Come on now, me too.
Gossiping, talking about people that have struggles. But I'm in a place now with God that He tells me, how dare you? Go look in the mirror, Laura Kelly. Remember what you used to struggle with, the things you did. Hello, pray for them. Cry out to me for them. You know, and I'm learning now, it's painful to see family or friends are struggling with issues like that. But guys, you know, the more you have intimacy with God, the more you fall in love with God and God's love letters, He starts giving you this compassion for those that don't know how to cry out, for those that are in bondages, just like once we were.
Right.
And I start praying for them, and as you really cry out for them with all your heart, all your mind and soul, and then when you see God touching their lives and you see the healing taking place or the deliverance, you're like, wow. I mean, it's so exciting because I'm like, thank you, God, that I'm not speaking death over them, that I'm not comparing myself and thinking that I'm better because I'm not, you know? And He starts giving me that compassion and that love for them to cry out and pray every day until something happens.
Right.
Because people nowadays, they give up. You know, they're like, oh, who's never going to change? Oh, she's never going to change. Well, they got what they deserve. Well, they, and yes, there's consequences. I know that. But let's pray for them.
Right.
Let's cry out to God. God can intervene. Where I'm at with God, with people, you know? So, yeah.
That's beautiful. But that's true. That's what we have to know that we have to do, especially as we represent the kingdom. We proclaim that we are men and women of God.
Yes.
But we have to really get serious about what we're doing, how we're handling His people, because really entrust us how we do that.
Yes.
And even when you may have a word for a man, a woman of God, that really you know the Holy Spirit is daily for you, and you deliver them, deliver that word, then you pray that that person is really able to receive, you know, the way that God, the Holy Spirit, gave it. Some people are not ready.
Yeah.
They take it personal or whatever, however.
Yeah.
And you still continue to pray for those
continue,
people. And then you don't take it personal either when they don't receive it or
that's
even lash out at you for your obedience.
That's
you just have to learn how to hear God and flow in that place, whether it's suddenly, immediately, or you may have to wait a minute. But the Holy Spirit is going to lead and guide you to those places. But as leaders, we have to know this is how serious this is. And not to judge people. That's just really the biggest portion is we're judging people. We're putting our mouth on them, which our tongue, really, we taught on that. We can be a murderer. You know, we have to decide if we want to heal, edify them, or if we want to murder them and kill them. Because that tongue is two-edged. It really is, and it's so serious, and that wasn't in the notes, but that's true. You know, so we really have to think about what's really going on and how we're handling these people, because as Jesus was talking to her, you know, but what tripped me out is how they ran up to him, and then, see, they was trying to set the trap for both of them, Jesus and the woman. They had a hidden agenda. They was like, well, you know, what you going to do now? You talking about the law, and this is what we do, but see, Jesus really was there. They didn't even know. To change the law and to bring the grace in for us. While he's dealing with the law, he's grace. The law came to grace. How that happened, but it happened.
Yeah.
Okay, so that was so amazing about that. And then that's why sometimes you got to do like Jesus did. You got to take a minute and draw in the sand. When people come at you with that and then they're trying to, they have the stone in them, or on them, and through them. And then when they come to you, so you got to be the person of grace now. Okay, because Jesus already came and showed us how to do that here in John 8:1-11. So you take a minute. You know, you hear the chatter. Sometimes the word said right here, Jesus act like he didn't even hear them. The first time. And then here they come again. What you going to do, master, teacher? Okay, and then Jesus waited on the Holy Ghost because that's what you got to do. Wait on it. And then when they came back to him, okay, he said to them, okay, now this is real simple. You would have sinned. That's the first time. So everybody has sinned, and guess what, America? We all have sinned since we have been on this earth. So what you have to do is, says in this word here, from the oldest to the youngest. They all threw the stones down, and then in the end, it was just you and Jesus. So guess what, America? When you look up, it's going to be you and Jesus.
Yes.
And nobody else, right?
Yes.
And you have to be accountable for that.
And I want to share something personal that happened to me. My husband had the accident on that Wednesday after church. That he was crying out to God like never before. When I went back to work a month later, you know, after, you know, I took some time off, you know, I felt like God just ripped my heart because he's gone, you know. But I was so angry at my husband because I told him not to buy that motorcycle and he was having break issues, but he's not listening to me. I was so angry, like literally it was making me sick. I told him don't buy it, but he won't listen. And I kept going and going the whole month, you know, and I was angry at him. I was angry. If you will listen to me. And then as I was driving back, going back to work, because I used to waitress back then, I'm driving and I'm angry at him, saying all these things. And then I'm driving and I'm talking to God. And as I stopped complaining, and God said, look up. Holy Spirit said, look up. And I'm driving and I kind of look up. There was a big, straight cross in the sky. You know how you, a cross like this. And then right away, God showed me what he didn't count. He says, you need to forget you. And I started crying. And let me tell you, that day, that whole month, I was angry at him. Crying at most of my children. God took that day in his life. I saw the cross in the sky. And it's like a heavy load lifted off my back. You know, he says, you know when he said forgive him for that, I know what he struggled and offered him. Now, end result, when I saw the cross, he healed me. The cross, he took away all that pain and anger.
But you still have a lot of that.
Yeah.
But just day by day.
Yes.
You know, day by day that we really walk that out.
Yeah.
And on that note, Erica, we're going to go to commercial to our blog listeners. So we pray that you all are really getting something out of this place of transparency.
Yeah.
Yes. This song reminds me of a time in the past that was there. A word that people couldn't help but agree with. And you will refer to them as. While I have a tale of my own, and if you understand where I'm coming from, then I want you to bear witness. I shared a thought the other day, posted on my Facebook for my friends to see. I thought the words were quite profound, but it felt like no one was around. Could there be someone to agree with me? Or am I on this thing alone? Cause if it was rude or lacked morality, then everyone would be on board. Can I get a witness? One witness, that's all I need. Not saying three's a crowd, but the Bible says two or more gathered in his name,
God will be right in the.
Can I get one more? Yeah, yeah.
One more,
only thee.
One more.
The Bible says that two
or more
gathered in his name.
God will be right
in the middle.
One more.
Yeah. Only need one. There were times when I was hurting, couldn't see the light of day. I called for help, but no one answered. Just the troubles in my way.
Until I turned it over.
Place my cares right in his head. One witness, that's all I need. Not to say three is a crowd, but the Bible says
two or more gathered in my name, that I will be right in the midst.
Oh, can I give one more?
One more.
Oh,
gathered in His name, that I will be right here.
That I'm searching for a soul that would agree with me. That I'm looking for someone who knows what. Can I get a witness?
Me.
That's all I need.
Not saying please and cry.
For the Bible says that
you are more
gathered in His name. The God will be right in the midst. And I give one more.
The Bible says
one,
that you are more.
But I understand what the word says.
But I'm
only looking for just one more. Oh, 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 oh. All I need,
you are more.
Gathered in His name,
I'll be right in the
middle. God will be right in the middle. Yeah. God will be right in the
It was Romans 12. Yeah. 12:9-17. So read that scripture too, America. And we are back. So welcome back, our blog listeners. And feel free to call in at our call in number. That's 6-8-2-2-4-7. And we're so excited about the word of God today.
Yes.
And how He is really dealing with His people.
Yes.
Because we have to be dealt with. You know
every
what I'm saying?
Day.
Yes. You know, and watch what we're doing, because sometimes we're not even aware of the depth of it. Maybe on the surface, and like, you know what? It is what it is. Yeah. You know how people say that? Girl, it is what it is. Uh-huh. Yeah, okay, it is, because Jesus is going to deal with all of us.
All of us.
Okay? So I'm just not trying to get dealt with. I just want to flow in the grace.
Yes.
Okay?
And sometimes you might not say nothing for your thoughts.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It's almost like you're tormented. Okay, that's so not working, America, I'm telling you.
Yes.
Okay, so listen, I just love the way Jesus handled them, though.
Yes.
You know, you can handle people without saying nothing. You can just get in the sand.
Yes.
And then, you know, after all of that, because we read that scripture in St. John 8:1-11 about the woman that was caught in adultery, you know. But here's the thing that penetrated my heart the most about Jesus was, not only did He take a moment of silence, okay, how to deal with those people, He only said what was real. And He didn't rebuke them or nothing.
Yeah.
He allowed them to rebuke themselves. That's what's so amazing.
That's awful.
When He said, you without sin, that's the first time. He was like, go ahead. If you ain't got no sin, go ahead. And everybody, from the oldest to the youngest, like the word says, drop the stone.
Yeah.
And then He was able to turn to the woman and say, now where are your accusers? She was like, I don't know, Jesus. I just love. What you okay? Okay, and then He turned to her in a spirit of love, because He dealt with everybody in a spirit of love at that time, and said, now go. You know, and she was set free at that instant. So can you imagine the transition in her life after that? And also, not only that, the Pharisees and the Sadducees, because they something else. They were these people that was like walking around with all of these, come on now, clergy. All this stuff on, they even had big boxes on their shoulders, and you know what was in the boxes? Prayers. I wonder who prayers those were. Okay, when you think about it, they were just these religious is the key word, mindset people, that they were better than the other people, but really they weren't. They were really worse than her, because at least she was out there. And then how many people did they commit adultery with? Y'all know, the popes and the priests. Come on, don't play. Yeah, that's what that is. So, what we're going to do is cruise on into the next scripture, and that is Acts 7, verses 54 through 60. We have another act of stoning here.
God's love letter.
Which is fire.
When they heard this thing, they were cut to the heart, and they gashed at him with their teeth. But he, being full of the Holy Spirit, gave to heaven and saw the glory of God, and Jesus standing at the right hand of God, and said, look, I see the heavens open and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God. Then they cry out with a loud voice, stopped their ears, and ran at him with one accord. And they cast him out of the city and stoned him. And witnesses laid down their of a young man named Saul. And they stoned Stephen, and he was calling on God and saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. Then he knelt down and cried out with a loud voice, Lord, do not charge them with this. And then he had said this, he fell asleep.
Well, what's so amazing about Stephen, I think that we all have to have the mindset of Stephen as we go through the process. Because it's a process, okay?
For sure.
And you have to really be like Stephen, the little Holy Spirit. So that's what the word says. That's how he was able to handle that. He was just knew that when he knew it was going down, he was proclaiming, you know, the Lord and cry. He was doing a proclamation. And then here in the word it says they were so mad they was dashing their teeth at him. That's how mad they were. And closing their ears. Ah! I mean, it was like, can you imagine? When you really read that and get into the depth of that, what these people were doing to this man. They were so angry with him because he was proclaiming the gospel that they ran him out of town, which means outside the gate, and they began to throw these stones at him. And they stoned him to death. And we are doing that today, America. We are condemning people, judging people, you know, talking about them as you were stopping. They come into your presence, the atmosphere shifts, making them have some type of spirit of condemnation on them, making them feel like they don't fit in. You know what I'm saying? And we just have, what the word say, we got to cut it out. We really do. And get really serious about being leaders in the world today, because we all, everybody in the world has some type of ministry. We really do. You know, you don't have to have a pulpit, and like our old Pastor Betty says, the best pulpit is the street corner. Okay? It really is. Because can't nobody tell you how to do, what to do, what not. I heard a lady say some time ago that she didn't want to. Oh, her name is Dana. Have you ever seen the Pastor Dana? Christian Channel's Caucasian lady on here. But anyway, she says that the reason she doesn't have a church is because can't nobody tell her what to say. To talk about, or to judge her. She does like hotels and whatever. She flows like that. Yeah, because she has liberty in listening to the Holy Spirit. And because a lot of times, to minister to people through the Spirit, they ain't trying to hear nothing the Spirit, Holy Spirit talking about. They really want it to be in that religious setting where they do the stuff like they've always done in it.
Yeah.
Go the way they always went. They ain't looking for no change or nothing. So you have to be mindful of that. And I don't know where that came from, that was a sidebar. But we're going to get back to Acts 7:54, where we're talking about Stephen. Stephen was the type of person that, you know, like, what's the lady that said, if I perish, I perish? Right here, Esther. He had the mindset of Esther. You know, look, I either way, and we have to have that mindset. Mm-hmm. We're going to win either way. Because if Jesus comes for me and cracks the sky, I'm gone. And
we're gone.
So we really can have victory both ways, but we have to be really, really careful because the stoners are a demolition crew. They really are. To our destinies, they you know, they break down everything, your dreams. They break down your vision. They break down your destiny, and et cetera. You know, and whether they know it or not. And some people don't even realize the depth of what they're doing. So that's why we're talking about this today, because we want to bring awareness to our behavior, what we're doing, and then most of all, what we're not doing. You know what I'm saying? Because that's a hard place to be. So we just want to take the time today, America, and encourage you, you know, and to ask yourself, am I holding a stone? To be very mindful. Some people holding stones, they got a whole bag of them. Don't even know that you have that. So you have to really consider the matter, consider the question, because the Lord is speaking. All of us in this season. It's our season that we really need to get in alignment with the King and what God is saying to us and on our hearts and our minds. That way we can really be people that he really trusts in this time.
Yes. And I thank God for that, what is right now, because I'm at a place with God right now where I say, Holy Spirit, have your way with me today. I pray for divine appointments. I already know there's going to be adversity. It's always going to be adversity, mm-hmm. but how are you going to handle that? And I just, like, pray.
That's it.
You don't have to say nothing. When you know who you are, when you know that you're the daughter of the Most High
Come on,
God,
Come on.
You're just going to shake it off, keep going, and pray for people. And I thank God for that every day. You know, we can do all things for God who strengthens us and love. And I said, God, it don't matter. Love that. Thank God for that. It's taking years to get there. So if you're not there yet, it's okay. You mess up, get up.
Keep going.
And it's not you doing it. It's the Holy Spirit doing it through you.
So the Lord leads us. We allow him to. It's all about when we do that, allow him to come in, guide us. But I think that's the place that a lot of people struggle at is because we lose control. You know, we want to control it. We want to run it. We want to do it. But when you get back and you let God do it, it's a place that's awesome. And you know, trusting God is a major place to get to. I always say it's the hardest place to get to, the best place.
You know, and I think about the people in other countries, Marlo, that get killed, they get stoned, they get burned alive for the gospel, how sold out they are for Jesus. They are in their spirit, and they're willing to be alive. Isn't that awesome?
Yeah, that's
it's like,
awesome.
Wow.
That is so awesome.
And I'm like, God, I can't complain. They're laying their lives for you, and willingly, not even defending. I've seen it on Facebook. They don't even defend. They are. They just look at the people, burn to death. I'm like, I have no right.
We have liberty. Yeah, we do.
You know, we're so blessed and have liberty. So,
I was ministering on that when we were at a conference. We really have to be mindful that we are in America. I thank God for America. We have so much. We have, we can hear be live on. We do on our radio, and not only that, on the street corner, you don't get stoned or killed. I mean, and people are literally dying every day to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. And, you know, that's what I love about outreach, and not only that, people that go across the world, you know, teach the word of God and training up the other countries. They have so much of the darkness they can come against, like a lot of witchcraft.
Yeah.
And not only that, I mean, this stuff is so deep to where I'm just saying.
And
people
here,
be levitating,
so
and oh my gosh! So you know we're blessed, and we're blessed to be a blessing. We really are, aren't we, Laura? That's Laura's hashtag anthem.
Yes, we are.
Yes, and she teaches it every day. You really do. You know, it's so amazing. So I just pray that you guys are receptive to the word of God today, and knowing that you don't want to be part of the demolition crew. You know, we're just walking demolition. tearing people down. And making them feel, you know, intimidating people, you know, because we're leaders, you know. You can't do that.
Right.
And I just pray that, you know, if you don't know how to do that, you know, get with the one that will show you. The love of Christ is so illuminating. Once the light comes in, all of that, and it'll shine the light on you, you know. And I remember this old school song. I think it was a brother that they would sing about, you know, light from heaven. Shining on my soul, shine the light on me so that it can purify and clean up whatever is in me that is not of you, you know. And every day I ask God that because I get into this place. And y'all know once you become, you know, saved, sanctified, and filled, you know, the old man, you become a new man in Christ. Okay, that's what the word says. That old man be able to tell me, hey, I'm still over here. Can you roll over here with me today so we can bust some people in the back of the neck or whatever? You know what I'm saying? And you'd be like, I'm serious, America. Get away from me. It's just nothing but the enemy trying to make us, you know, revert back. But, hey, we sold out. And we on the other side, right?
Yes, amen.
So just be mindful. And I know that's hilarious, but it's the truth. Because mine be rolling up on me. Cut him. Get him. Okay? Get her.
It's the truth.
I don't answer that call. And you know you got to be a witness. Okay? You got to witness to somebody today and just go through the motions, hear their heart, and then you hear God. and you execute. That's what we do. So just learn how to do that and surrender. That's what it is,
yeah.
A place of surrendering. But we want to talk about, I don't know how much time we have, but, you know, we'll be running out of time, America. So y'all help us. But what we really want to do is, y'all know, I'm going to really get a trumpet. Dun, 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 and I'm going to get somebody to blow it every time we have an amazing announcement, okay? So, Laura, who are you going to bless with your ticket today?
Today, my audience. That didn't get one last
week.
Do you
want a drum roll?
I have three tickets for
the Byron Hilton on the 19th.
I said for everybody that comes to the show that doesn't have a ticket, and I know Dalis don't have a ticket, and I think Summer don't have a ticket, do you? So y'all get a ticket today.
Woo! Ticket winners!
I have it in my backpack.
Yeah, she ain't
and
playing.
And next week, too. Anybody that comes next week, Rick Hope's going to
Rick Pope, it will be here next week.
Yes.
I would love for you guys to tune in and
yes.
be able to hear the heart of this amazing man and God, Rick and Leslie Pope. Great ministry team. They are out reaching the world like no other. You know Laura Kelly now. I met Mr. Pope through Laura Kelly, and that's what they do. They all come together, and I just want to send my shout out to the men today. Those people, oh my gosh, they are out there feeding the homeless, just giving them the word and loving on those people and just to be in that type of atmosphere. We just thank God for the people that are really sold out to the kingdom about reaching people instead of just looking for a platform. Because you got a whole lot of people out there looking for just a platform, okay, America? And that's what this is all about. We want to, Lord has created this platform for us to be able to bring other people in. Talk about what's on their hearts to the world and how we can all be effective through real ministry. And I thank God for that. Amen.
Yes.
So that concert is going to be on August the 19th here at the Mansion on Park Row on the ground. Tickets are $10. Feel free to go on Eventbrite and get your ticket, or you can come by the Mansion on Park Row or check out Laura Kelly. Come be a guest. And you can get a free ticket, okay?
Yes!
That's what's so amazing about that. But we'll have vendors. So if you are a vendor and you're looking, we're almost full, though. Our vendor spot. So come on. It's 10 a.m. It's from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. So it'll be food, great worship. I'm just saying. And all of that good stuff. So it is not this coming Saturday, but the following Saturday, the 19th. So I'm just so excited about this concert, and I was listening to Byron yesterday. I think I mentioned this earlier, and he's just so excited about what's going to happen in Texas and how he can really be on new soil and penetrate the atmosphere in the DF. So we want to say congratulations, Byron. Have a ride. And we're so excited.
I'm so excited. I can't wait.
Yes. So God is so good, and we want to be a blessing to the man of God. What, Laura?
That's
to be a
blessing.
And we want to really illustrate, you know, the characteristics of the king.
Yes.
Amen?
Yes. There's something about the name.
Uh-oh.
Jesus. It's all about Jesus.
That's it. So, Angie, can you play that song for us right now, girl? Because we just love
Yeah. Everybody get up. Yeah. You may be in your car getting ready to go worship, or wherever you may be. I'm just gonna take out this time to talk about my Savior. Yeah. Yeah. If you don't mind, I'm gonna go and praise Him. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. We just stepping for Jesus. I see you. Let's go. It's like a gentle breeze, fresh off the ocean seas. Pleasant, all pleasant. Sweet like a honeycomb, oh, your favorite piece of candy. There's something about when I hear that name.
When I hear that name,
my emotions get the best of me, cause
when I hear that name,
people stop and stare, cause I cannot come down. When I hear that name, I lose all self-control. And if you don't mind, I'm just gonna talk about it.
Something about the name.
Something about the name
that we call Jesus.
yeah.
I'm just talking about my Savior.
It's like a smell of sweet perfume.
Like sweet perfume. Just like sweet perfume.
Your name could light the darkest of rooms.
Darkest room. I
love you good.
When I hear that name,
my emotions get the best of me.
When I hear that name,
people stop and stare, but I don't care. He's my shield, my hiding place, a joy in which I can refrain from dancing.
Thousand tongues would not be enough to tell.
All something, all the world about me.
Praise on down. They say the praises go up, the blessings come down. The praises go up. Anybody out there that understands what I'm talking about here? Yeah.
Hey, said it's something
about that name.
Something about that name.
Something about that name.
It's the mentioning of his name.
Something about that name.
There is healing. Power.
Something about that name.
Something about that name.
Thank you so much for listening. to us, please pray for us.
Yes,
amen.
Pray for us.
Because we are, you know, we are just doing what we're called to do. And even though we know that different people in different settings do what they do, but this is just the setting that God has called us to. So we're so grateful. We thank God for our studio audience. Yes!
Yes!
They show up every week. And I'm so excited about that. But I do want to make another announcement real quick for those that don't know. At the King's Haven Worship Center, we're having our dedication and mortgage burn. Church paid off. God be the glory. Debt free. Yes! We're having our mortgage burning that is August 25th and 26th. So feel free to come out and support this. So we just thank God for our very own Apostle Anthony Eddie Burns. Thank you all so much for holding us up.
Yes.
For loving
you.
On us.
Thank you.
For pillaring us and for just encouraging us.
Beautiful,
yes, beautiful woman of
what
God.
What did she say she reminds you of?
Diana Hagen.
Diana Hagen.
Yes,
okay.
She has her countenance. And that's
yeah.
So loving and motherly and
yes.
All that good stuff.
she
does. So we
she
just
does.
Thank God for all of those people. And we love you guys. And pray that you guys meet us here next week at the same time. That's every Tuesday morning at 10 a.m. on our Mornings at the Mansion show.
Yes.
With your favoriteest host, Marlo Mosey. And your favorite co-host,
Laura Kelly,
daughter of the Most High God.
Yes.
We're so excited about that. So, to God be the glory.
To God be the glory.
Yes. And you guys tune in next week. And just let us know that you are right here with us. Okay? So, just let us know. And until next week, we'll see you then. God be the glory. Amen. Thank y'all so much for coming. Yes. God is so amazing. And he's so wonderful. And he is worthy.
To
be
praised.
Amen.
Woo!
Yes. Thank you, Anthony. I pray that you feel so
me too. I'm right praying. After you, that leads. I was like, oh, I got the rinse. Oh, I'm holding it. All that water.
What
coffee.
You holding?